At least 13 tornadoes tore through the Deep South Tuesday night, according to the National Weather Service. One ripped through Pensacola, with some residents today beginning to pick up the pieces. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
The numbers are staggering. Some homes along Scenic Highway were razed as the twister touched down and ripped a path along Interstate 10.
Our preliminary estimates are that the track traveled about a path of 2 miles from North Point Boulevard to Scenic Highway. And of course, it was going northeast.
Escambia County spokeswoman Joy Saboka. The bulk of such damage was at the Moorings apartment complex on Old Spanish Trail. Three buildings housing 24 apartments were destroyed. Six other units sustained minor damage. All residents have been evacuated, with search and rescue efforts continuing overnight. Six people were reported injured overall, with no fatalities.
It looks like that three people were transported, but they were actually transported near Scenic Highway. We have not transported anyone from Moorings, and thankfully, so far, we only have three that we have transported, and they were transported by law enforcement.
The Moorings residents were taken to Cokesbury United Methodist Church on Summit Boulevard by the American Red Cross. Tanya Holloway represented the organization at the Escambia County Emergency Operations Center.
We can house as many as capacity will allow. However, if it gets to be filling up, we'll open up another location. People can stay there as long as the need is there, but we will work with them to try to get them in the recovery phase.
The Red Cross also remains active in Century, where a tornado damaged a number of homes last week. But Holloway says they're comfortable handling both chores at the same time.
I wouldn't say putting any strain on the resources. We've got a lot of great volunteers, and opening a shelter thankfully doesn't require a lot of volunteers. The larger the shelter, the more volunteers are needed. Thankfully, we've got a lot in the Pensacola area and then our surrounding chapters.
Escambia County Administrator Jack Brown headed the work at the EOC. He says damage assessment and cleanup get underway in earnest at first light.
We've had law enforcement firefighters going through looking for casualties and stuff. And police report so far, there have been no serious casualties so far. It's encouraging. It looks like right now it's more property destruction than loss of life. You don't want to lose either, but certainly property can be rebuilt.
Brown says myriad agencies man the ops center with all gears meshing proactively.
Sheriff's Department, firefighters, emergency management, the emergency medical community, transportation, road department, energy with natural gas and Gulf Power, all working hand in hand to identify the problems and work on solutions.
On Monday, Governor Rick Scott declared a state of emergency for Escambia County for the Century tornado. Brown is hoping that can be expanded to Pensacola to get federal disaster assistance here.
We were under a state of emergency until yesterday, and yesterday I extended this state of emergency. I have that authority. So we extended it for another 7 days, and the way that we had titled our state of emergency was North Florida winter tornadoes. So it will help us get closer to that threshold for individual assistance.
Morning commuters are advised to leave early to maneuver around the road closings, including those connecting to Olive Road, such as Old Spanish Trail, 9th Avenue, Scenic Highway, and North Point. More information is available by calling the county's information center at 471-6600. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.